Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin Powers. This week on DeveloperWorks, we've got an excellent tutorial on moving data between NoSQL environments and traditional database environments. But first, let's look at what else is new on DeveloperWorks this week.
Joran Klauke and Martin Jungfer have published a new how-to guide for using the new scripted interface for DB2 Advanced Copy Services. This new feature, introduced in DB2 10.5, allows administrators to invoke the Advanced Copy Services from shell scripts instead of native code. This new feature enables IT shops to incorporate new storage hardware into their backup infrastructure more quickly and consistently. This how-to guide will be useful for anyone managing a DB2 backup environment. Enzo Cellini, Ian DM Hakes, Richard Lubell, and Paul McInerney have published a new how-to guide on implementing disaster recovery in IBM Pure Data System for Transactions. This article outlines the setup and operation of a disaster recovery solution for DB2 10.5 databases on the IBM Pure Data System for Transactions, FixPack 3 or later. The solution is based on the DB2 High Availability and Disaster Recovery feature and includes additional elements that are not handled directly by the product. This article will be of interest to anyone who needs to make sure their mission-critical data can always be restored. Neil Ford has published Part 2 in his Java.next series. In this latest installment, he discusses Java's lack of inheritance mechanisms that are commonly found in Groovy, Scala, and Clojure. This installment further explores Clojure's use of protocols as an extension mechanism. If you're interested in the evolution of Java, you'll want to read about these extension mechanisms.
Don't forget that you can get links to all those items at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. My guest this week on DeveloperWorks is Surajit Paul. He's a developer and consultant with IBM in Bangalore, and he specializes in supply chain management, and he's an APEX certified supply chain professional. Surajit, welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. Tell us briefly what Scoop is and how it fits into the Hadoop ecosystem.
Thanks, Calvin. Scoop is essentially used for transferring humongous data from RDBMS to Hadoop environment and vice versa. In order to transfer the data, Scoop launches MapReduce job, which accomplishes that activity with the help of several concurrently executed tasks. In order to transfer the data, Scoop supports various data formats, for example, sequence file, Evro, text file, etc., along with several compression codecs, for example, Gunzip, SnappyZip, etc. Once the data is analyzed and enriched in Hadoop environment, the data can be exported back to the RDBMS platform for reporting purpose.
Thanks, Surajit. Now tell us what aspects of Scoop you cover in your article.
Several technical articles, blogs are available online discussing about Scoop command line interface. Although the Scoop is developed using Java programming language, Scoop Java API is hardly discussed anywhere, which developers are usually eager to learn about. In my article, I have discussed about Scoop command line interface with an additional emphasis on Scoop Java API.
Tell us about the example dataset you used in your article and what you show the readers.
In my article, I have collected the data from Bombay Stock Exchange website. I have taken the data of BSE index and BSE FMCG index. The idea was to compare the market of Indian trade and specifically Indian FMCG market. So I have taken the data from a DBMS system to Hadoop environment, and then I did some manipulation of the data in Hadoop environment using a peak script. And after the analysis and enrichment of the data, I derived the monthly average of the data. instead of daily data. Once the monthly average is obtained, I export it back to the RDBMS environment.
Thanks, Surajit. That's a great example use case to show data both going into and out of the Hadoop environment. Don't forget that you can get a link to Surajit's article at ibm.com/developerworks/thisweek. That's all the time we have for this episode. We'll see you next week on DeveloperWorks.